last word is Mr. Stossel.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Goran just kicked it.
Yes, Danny Boy. Welcome back, my friend, my foe.
Great to be back again. We've been home. I feel great. We're both wearing the same thing.
No, I'm changing.
Which is just coincidence. Your top's off. You're wearing a pink shirt. That's a pink shirt from the seafood.
I went to the seafood festival.
Yeah. Oh, I can feel those seafood eggs coming
up.
Yeah,
you might have heard us yesterday, guys. I think Danny Boy went to a seafood restaurant, the one where they put the plastic on the tables and just chug out heaps of seafood in sauce and you just eat it with your hands.
Yeah, I want that company sued.
So gross.
I want that company sued. I had three eggs in between some crab. I think there was little pippies in there. It was not great.
I wouldn't go to that.
It was what COVID would look like if COVID. You could actually eat COVID.
That's a good message for it. Hey, did you see Oppenheimer or Barbie?
Seen them both.
Really?
No, I just wanted to say that I had. Didn't think you would come back with another question. No, I didn't. You saw it?
No, I went to see Oppenheimer. Actually, went to the drive-ins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the drive-ins.
I used to go to the drive-in.
Yeah, it was fun.
And get freaky. Like, hey, this bloke's his car by himself. I'm so lonely. That's awesome.
Now, I must admit, I was thinking about a lot of that going on around me while I was there. I had my young 16-week-old son in the car and my wife.
Oh.
And
ooh, that's weird. You're thinking about doing that?
No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Mm.
So, yes, it was good. But I, bloody hell, went and saw the 9:30 session.
Late,
that's
man.
So late.
You're a dad
and
as well.
I'm a dad. And, like, we don't get a lot of time to sleep. And the movie was awesome. And I really wanted to finish it. But it got to, like, 11:30 and I was like.
Too tired. Oh, I need to drive home.
I've got to drive home. So we left.
You need snacks?
Yeah, I did. We had the combo there. I had two Coke Zeros, medium popcorn.
Sorry? Two Coke Zeros?
No, to share. Like, just me. We had the combo.
Yeah.
Two Coke Zeros, the popcorn, which, like, had that much salt on it. It was fucked. And we had some chips and, yeah, it was good.
Well, that sting you?
Oh, about $93, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it was nice.
That's
it was really
weird.
Nice. Hey, recap feedback from last week. We've got 1,000 DMs from some very angry golden retrievers.
Oh, mate, you have
owners.
Pissed off a community here.
Now, just to reaffirm what I said about this, I do not hate golden retrievers.
Sounded like it.
I hate their owners.
You didn't say that at the start, though, man.
I hate them both, let's be honest.
Well, you just, you say sorry, then you double down. Hard again.
One life, man.
Yeah, that's all I say.
It, honestly.
One life, Jaho.
I have been seeing so many. And the other day, I was at my mate Ben and Tess. They have a golden retriever. Thank God they don't listen to the show because I don't know what I've been saying about golden retrievers.
Them.
And I'm not joking. Their dog ran at me from about 600 meters away, nearly took my fucking MCL out. I was like, what is wrong with this dog, man?
Too much?
Like, they must do so many ACLs, PCLs of other people.
Yeah.
Call in if you've been injured by a golden retriever.
Yeah. Well, what on? You keep continuing to piss them off. We spoke about how technology got us in trouble. That's
no,
right.
No, we cut that out.
Did we?
Yeah, we cut it out. We definitely cut that out.
Don't think we did.
No, we did. About me sending my mum the YouTube video.
No, we kept that in.
We cut that out.
No, we didn't. We kept that in.
We didn't clip it up.
We didn't clip it up, but you sent your mum a horny video.
Show.
Okay.
No.
Video of some, you sent her a video of like a couple of people
no
just going
at
it.
No, she hasn't called me this week. All right, feedback. R. Andrew. Till's new hat, please. I'll buy one.
Nah.
Sorry, man.
Hands off, brother.
These aren't for sale, man. We've got to send these to Paris, Tokyo, and London.
John the museum.
DJ Khaled is going to wear one.
Bring out the whole ocean.
These hats aren't for sale. The priority pick ones.
They're not.
The GMZ ones, yes, but the priority pick ones, they're too expensive. They were made in like France and shit. So we're thinking about not putting them up online because they're.
I think they're made in a shop, actually. DJ Khaled's the funniest person in the world.
Yeah, I love him. His golf stuff's great.
Go follow, go watch his stuff on TikTok. He just yells the most random stuff. Like, bring out the whole ocean when he eats seafood.
I love him, man. He's so good. Ugh. Harry Earl, when's the next live show?
I know when it is. When is it?
Funnily enough, it's. Coming up really soon.
Next week.
It's actually next week.
I'm saying it's the 4th.
We're going to say we're the 4th, and we love going
it is
there.
The fourth.
It's our home away from home there.
It is the 4th.
Really is.
You know, it really is. They're great there. So we're going to go ham this one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a bit of a live event. We're going to do some trivia. We're going to have some prizes. We might even bring some priority pick hats, even though we just said they're not for sale.
True.
We might have to give them away. August 4th. Friday night,
August 4th?
Which is actually next Friday night at the pub at Crown. We're back again. Trivia event. Get in there early. We've got a special menu. Yep. The whole team's coming down. Sam's going to get naked.
Yeah, and it's going to be awesome. Area.
I think Buddy Franklin's coming.
No, he's not.
Oh,
he's not invited.
He might be there.
No, he's not.
No, but he might be there.
No, he's not going to be there.
He might be.
He won't be there.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited for it. So, yeah, get down. There. Honestly, get down next Friday night. Yeah. We're actually going to have a lot of fun. So,
Richmond vs. Doggies after as well.
Richmond vs. Doggies.
Get in there early because by the time I'm there, break.
That's a lot of beers, man.
Yeah, we're getting early.
Is that just before the show? Or?
Yeah, and I go on stage.
And then what? Make sure you come down. Yeah. If you've never been down, you don't have a friend to come with you, we're your friends. Come by yourself.
Pig's ass. I'd say get some.
Oh. Yeah, I'd love to see you down there, so make sure you do. We'd love to see. Hey, DS Nigro 90, need more high school stories.
Yeah.
I've got one for you.
Go, hit me.
Oh, I've got one. This one used to shit me so much in high school. Mm. Now, can't say I was the best student ever, but I did love, you know, school and going there and making friends and having a good time. And one thing I never did was I never had a pencil case or I never had anything, mind you. Legend. So I was always asking for, like, to borrow a piece of paper or to borrow...
To
take notes down that I'm trying to learn from the lessons, which I would then go home and put them in a folder and make sure I studied them.
Mm.
But the one thing that annoyed me the most was when you'd like borrow a pen off someone and you'd borrow a pen and then like a week later they'd be like, hey man, can I have that pen back? I don't have your pen anymore.
Yeah, don't do that. Do you have that one big? Yeah, do you have that one big?
That pen, I don't know where that is. That's not coming back and I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I like
that.
But
thank you for remembering.
That's cool.
But that pen's never going to be here ever again. I'm sorry.
That's never coming back again. I've got one. I've got a couple, actually. They keep going. They're like, it's like a tsunami that's just coming back to me every time we bring these up. I had this, remember USBs? Not in the USBs, MP4 players.
Yeah, I do.
MP4 players. So you'd load up your songs onto the MP4 and all you could do is like...
Skip them.
Skip next. Nothing on screen. You just skip next. Listen, is that the one? Skip next. You plug it into your computer, get the songs on.
Yeah.
So I had to plug it in, put my songs on, listen to it at school, headphones in, not allowed. Anyway.
A night before school,
I put it into this computer, but I didn't put the songs up there. Somehow, I don't know what happened. I didn't put the songs on there, but the videos got uploaded and I downloaded a few naughty videos.
YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube videos, adult YouTube videos. And they were on there. So I go to school one day, I'm like, this is so fucked. Like, what's happened here? All I'm hearing is like moans, like from the videos that have gone on the MP4 player. Anyway, I'm like, let's just try and skip through them. Get into class, do that thing that you said, put it up through phone. Teacher goes, let me have that. What's that?
Oh, God.
I was like, here we go. Here we go. So what's on there? I was like, nothing at all. He puts it in and starts playing. Detention! Got detention for listening to porn at school.
What sort of weirdo listens to porn? Like in an MP3? Like what is that? You just want the sound. No vision, the sound.
So fun. What are the odds?
Well, why'd you keep listening to it?
Oh, I was bored, mate. I needed something. So yeah, that was, I remember that clear as day. And they're like, why'd you get detention? It's like, oh, I just didn't think she liked Eminem. I think she wasn't a fan of the music. And then the other one.
Yeah.
He might listen to it. I don't want to say his name, but his dad was deaf and we used to go to his house normally maybe every second Friday and in his back room. What are you laughing at?
Just like
his dad being deaf.
No.
He used to play Murder in the Dark.
The oddness of saying you went there every second Friday. Okay, it was like a fortnightly date.
I'm going to say this story again. I don't want anyone to laugh. We played Murder in the Dark in the back room because he couldn't hear back there anyway, but. So anyway, played Burn the Dark in his back room. We do it every Friday. We get this game from Blockbuster called Road Rash.
Good game.
Remember that one on the bikes?
Mm-hmm.
You spoke each other off and...
It's quite dangerous.
Not like that, but anyway, we play Mirror of the Dark. Yeah, you know, spike. We play Mirror of the Dark, and Mirror of the Dark, this game is where you turn the lights off, and one bloke literally just walks in the room, and you just beat the fuck out of him. And then
that wasn't how I played Mirror in the Dark.
How'd you play it?
Mirror in the Dark was when you...
You have to catch someone, tackle them to the ground.
No, you have to find them when it's in the dark.
No, we played like you had to take someone to ground, then that they're out.
Oh.
So good. Like, it was violent Mirror in the Dark.
Yeah.
Anyway,
homicide in the dark.
This bloke's dad rolls into the room. And gets fucking smoked into the cabin.
You alright?
And the light comes on, and his dad's like, oh. One of my mates fucking spit. puppy tackle.
You're quite a sick man, aren't you?
You're a sick puppy man. No. There's something wrong with you. It's not really, you're going to hell.
It was a good sport.
All right.
That was great.
Anything else at school?
Oh, well, I'll talk about that, guys. I had a friend whose mum was blind and she tried to play. Okay, I'm kidding.
Gordon. Oh, sorry. Zane Hummy. Dill and his segments are fried.
Yeah, they are.
How good they are, maybe. See, Zane is obviously a bot from TikTok who is not getting around my content.
Yeah, I think so.
TikTok sent him to try and discourage me. I will not stop, which is there. Gordon, Dan talking about Dill in prison was an all-time funny moment on the podcast.
That's it. You and I have been to prison before, and everyone knew what we did in there, I think.
All right. Avid Donahue. Love all Dill's TikTok references.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you. Which one was that referring to?
All of them. This is the corrupt system.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking corrupt.
Mm.
Matt Armstrong. Dill saying how good Matt Cottrell is and then calling him Darcy was elite.
We had that a lot. We also called Justin Longmuir John for a long time there. So, I mean, this isn't easy, this stuff, guys. There's lots of names to remember.
There's lots of sports to remember.
Like, just sue us. We're trying our best out here. Dominic, please help. I just got access to a phone and this was the first place I could contact someone on. I'm trapped in a jail under GMHBA stadium.
Oh my God.
It's hanging there,
Let's send someone
hang
down there. As long as there's some oysters down there, I'm sure you'll be fine for another couple of days.
Yeah, they're old oysters though. They just, you don't want to really eat them.
Rowie Craig, we'll never not laugh at the Chelsea mentions. You're clearly deeply scarred by this, Dan. Can you call her on the show? Fuck. Need her side of things.
No way. No a chance. She has two kids as well.
Would she know who you're talking about?
No way. No way she would.
No. Is her name even Chelsea?
Her name is Chelsea. Yeah. Her name is Chelsea. I'm trying to think what other stories about Chelsea.
No, we don't anymore.
We play Brother Dark.
Dang. Deng Luel said too much producer Sam input.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's great. Great for Max.
Luke Thompson, Dill's segment prep is unmatched.
Thank you very much, Luke. I appreciate that. Who do you think's better?
This is for you.
Oh, for me? Mm. Oh, I think it's for either. No, it's for Dill read by Dan. Oh. Sorry, it is. So I read it, but it's for me.
Yeah, who do you reckon?
In all fairness, I don't think you can. Look, Charlie's got a long way to go in his career, but Prime Fev.
Was very good. Very good.
Was unbelievable.
Big arms. Was big unbelievable. Biceps.
I don't know if this is just because now we're at the age that players are at like their peak performance, right? So like we're 30, you're 31.
Not a peak.
But we're at an age now where AFL isn't far away from us. Yes, because we train there. But there's no way that the players now are as scary as like of the era of like Michael Voss, Nathan Buckley. Like, do you know what I mean?
Ben
like, there's
Hudson
no one out there that I'm like,
that
I'm scared
you
of. Ben besides Hudson, like maybe Tom Hawkins, because he's big boy. Jeremy Cameron.
Ollie Hollins
is one of them. But do you know what I mean? There's no one out there. Like, is that because
Stephen May is pretty scary.
Stephen
May is scary. But I feel like back in the day, there was so many more big,
scary figures.
Scary guys. Yeah. Like, even that Brisbane, like the Ruckman there, the big Ruckman, Carl Keating.
Oh, scary.
Remember those? Like, there just isn't players like that anymore.
How about a Michael Gardner running at you?
Michael Gardner, like Glenn Archer. All those guys. We don't have any scary players anymore.
Who else
do you reckon
is scary?
We've shrunk as a site? Like, have we shrunk?
Well, they can't be scary anymore. It's the worst. Well, what are they going
to
do?
No, but there's just
tap
no
you to the ground
there's
nicely.
No, there's no men out there. Is what I'm saying.
Wow, I don't stand by that. You just call them all boys.
Oh, I reckon that's what I'm saying. They're boys.
Now he's making enemies. And I reckon they're all men, and they're braver than I am. They're way braver than I am.
I'd take them all on. How many players is there in the AFL?
750.
It's going to be a long night.
Come back later.
No, you know what I'm saying, though.
Not really. Okay. Marty Peppers, get a better memory.
Your memory's no good. What was that one? Because I tell the same story.
I think it's like you get the names wrong.
You get everything wrong.
Marty, when you've been where I've been, brother, you fucking learn some
and
shit.
And you've seen some shit
and
too.
And you see some shit. Yeah. And I don't live in this one-dimensional world where everything's the same, brother. I've been places. I've had three lives. I've had more lives than you've had adult dinners.
Wow. You're not a cat, though. If the blog thinks he's a cat. Oh, is it Reedy? I had a manager called Reedy. I sacked him because he couldn't get me footy boots. His name was Justin Reed. I asked for football boots and he said Nike's going to struggle to fulfill that order. I said, well, time for me to wear Reeboks. Can't wait for your audiobook to put me to sleep every night.
Oh, thank you, Reedy. I appreciate that, mate. That means a lot. And you can buy Honest Chat now. It's actually on pre-order, guys, so you can get that at all good bookstores.
We will get that. Jonty Thrithowen. Where was Sunday cooking? You haven't cooked in a couple of Sundays. What's going on?
Yes, I've been quite busy on the weekends with the young man, but I will get back to that.
Nice.
This weekend, I'm looking forward to doing some collabs on Dill Does Things.
You haven't started that
cooking
page yet.
Someone took the handle. One of the community took the handle and they're waiting for me to reach out because they want me to buy it off them, and now they've absolutely fucked me. So that's why there's a bit of a legal dispute at the moment on that title. Right. I didn't get there quick enough. So
okay. Well, let's cook this weekend. Joel Hunt, remember when you said drinking water for priority pick? Been doing that since and it's great.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. That does mean a lot because water is really good for you.
Yes.
Just on that, Sam, we had a part last week. I don't think we touched on it. We can go into the archives maybe later on priority pick and talk about some of the highlights from people's.
Yeah, it's in there.
It's in there. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, cool.
Ben Jack, favourite Mac Miller songs?
Oh, mate, I love Mac Miller. There's another group that I really love called Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn.
Yep.
Which I will...
Listen to all their songs.
Listen to all of them. They're very, very good. I'd say my favourite Mac Miller songs would be Fight the Feeling, Nike's on My Feet, Thoughts from a Balcony.
Just absolutely reading off the screen.
The Question... Once a Day, Woods, up there with my favourite is Woods, Circles, Good News, 2009.
Just going through an album.
No, there were about three albums there, so there's some very good songs. I'm actually going to a concert on Thursday night, Dan, Loyal Kana.
You having what for
Loyal
dinner?
Kana.
Loyal Kana.
Loyal Kana, I'm going to his concert on Thursday night.
Is it a band, a male, female
it's a male,
artist?
It's a male.
A male artist. UK. Loyal Kana.
Loyal Kana.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds like a
Notes for Dan, read by Dill.
Yes.
Andrew Mera.
Ma.
If the Pies Blues this weekend.
Beat Blues.
If the Pies beat the Blues this weekend, Dan has got to get a tattoo of Ginevan's Golden Retriever.
No way would I do that. That is just a horrendous tattoo. Thank you for the suggestion, but that's just not going
to
happen.
Peter, do you have any advice for Grundy on how to get back in the seniors before finals?
Yes. Go and take the ruckman.
Which one? The thirds?
The thirds ruckman and probably the first one and go and do some training.
So with Gorn, would you just go and just wet up?
I'd go tell the groundskeeper to go and wet the pocket and just say, boys, going to do some sprints and change direction really quickly down the pocket.
Yeah. Jacob McElroy, if you didn't have SBS, what else would you be watching after 10 p.m.?
If I didn't have SBS, geez.
YouTube?
The old MSN webcam used to get a good run. Had a few people on that, which was fun.
Who was on that?
Adelaide, so many people.
Brody Munn?
Was on there. I used to just,
Sam Day?
Sam Day was not on there. No.
Did you have...
On my MSN?
Yeah.
Who'd I have?
Brody Smith?
Famous people. Brody Smith.
Was he on your MSN?
We had Scott Lysett on there as well.
Scott Lysett. Sam Day. You're talking about baseball?
Jack Homsch.
Jack Homsch. You're talking about baseball with Sam Day?
No.
Chad Wingard?
Probably had Chad on there. All the SA boys hanging out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who else are the SA boys you hung out with?
You would know him.
Yeah.
You would know him.
All righty. Harry Wallace. Why are you the way you are?
Man, I don't know. I just sometimes, even now, thinking back of the stories I've told on this podcast and the one we did before yesterday, I just think, like, what am I doing? Like,
this is here forever.
What is wrong with me? I don't know what's wrong with my brain. It's like an imbalance that just says, say this thing and then just let it fly and stand by it. Like, I don't know why I'm built like this, but I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
Not really.
So I'm just messaging Charles. You're all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Okay. All good. All good.
Obitomo. GMZ deserves more credibility.
Thank you, Obitomo. Getting another one here, Obitomo. It does, yeah. Brownie out, going gin, I think.
Would you like to do that role?
No, that would be horrendous, that role.
Josh Newton, are your lungs prepared for Friday night?
Mate, I think they're going to win. I haven't had a cigarette since the last time I lost, so it's been good to be a sober. Lungs are feeling good for it.
Good.
Mm.
Cesar Carey, do you think your life would be different if Chelsea kissed you back?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question. Yeah, it would. It definitely would be.
What would be different?
I wouldn't be here, that's for sure. I don't know that much. I would not be here. I would be, I'd probably just be a working father of two just in Adelaide, kissing shoulders.
Yeah, lovely. Mm-hmm. Noah Mark.
Oh.
Game's clearly gone soft since you retired. Nice. Rioli punched someone and got reported, yet you died on the field and there's no records of any fine.
It's a joke. As we just said, the game has gone soft. You reckon they're all boys out there?
Yeah, they are.
Man, back in my day.
There's not a man out there. Like,
My God.
Give me a man.
Jono Brown?
He's not playing anymore.
Oh. A man?
Tom Hawkins is the only one. And Stephen May. Only men.
How about Cam Guthrie's brother? What's his name?
Zach Guthrie.
Zach Guthrie.
He's a boy. No, like there's nothing wrong with being a boy. I was a boy. The game's there's no gone one that soft. Makes me go, like, there's no one that makes me quiver.
Yeah, no one scares me out there. No one in the world scares me.
There's no one that I wouldn't walk up to.
No, no, and punch straight in the face.
And just like that. Yeah, there's no one.
That's fair. That slap, that was actually, was it a slap there, we think, on Rioli to Murphy?
Didn't see it.
Yeah, the game's gone soft. I'm with you.
Jeez, Murphy gets punched in the face a lot, doesn't he?
It's like he tries to catch fists, balls, and the grass with his face.
Yeah.
All the time.
Catches a few fists with the
face. I wonder if he runs around and goes, how can I just get knocked out of here?
He literally, yeah, gets hit a lot.
I love that.
Pat Gowland, if North got a priority pick to help them improve faster, what would be your favourite dog breed?
Is that 2-for-1 there? Still sticking with the Cavoodles. Cavoodles are a great, great dog.
They suck. Your dog got a haircut.
No, it didn't.
Whose dog did?
Stalker.
Anna put one up.
That was our friend's dog. And that dog did have a haircut.
What? Yeah, that dog was fucked.
His name's Pepper.
Yeah, that dog needs to.
They have all that. That dog he broke needs... his back. She broke her back a few
yeah,
weeks
well,
ago.
Yeah, well, I know why. Because it's ugly. I looked in the mirror and was like, oh, my back. Sam Phillips, who are you looking to make enemies with next? Kane Corns. Sometimes I agree, then sometimes I'm like, shut the F up sort of thing. This is from Sam. I'm massive mates with Kane. Me and him are real chummy.
He's getting out of hand.
Me and him are real chummy.
You know he's getting out of hand, though.
No, I love him.
He said that Murphy went down too easy.
Agree.
Oh, you're unhinged this episode. Yeah, I'm not sad by any of your whatever. Calls. I don't agree with this.
He's overrated. There's no men in the comp.
Oh,
and
my God.
Murphy went down easy. So what else? I'm a walking headline.
You are. You're outrageous.
Tweet it, man.
I'm not going to tweet anything for you this week. No, I'm not tweeting it. Say the joke.
Which one?
Leggy.
Yeah, say it.
I don't want to. I don't know it. I don't even know the joke.
No, you should say the joke, stories. Man. Don't be embarrassed by your funny jokes. No.
Crazy dad stories. Here we go.
Angus Sutton, DM.
When I was younger, my sister had her first serious boyfriend and she brought him to our family Christmas lunch. This was the first time for most of us meeting him, including my dad. After the usual small talk and banter and whatnot, after a while, my dad asked a question to Oscar, my sister's boyfriend at the time. Are your parents your biological parents? Obviously taken aback, he wasn't really sure how to respond and informed my dad that his parents are indeed his biological parents. Dad has been on a tight leash ever since, but has also had some other incidents with my other sister's boyfriends.
What sort of questioning is that? What sort of, how would you take that?
I'm asking that to my daughter's boyfriend.
That? There's so many other things I'd ask before asking that.
No, that's top of my list.
Do you remember meeting like Anna's dad? Like how was that? Or any other dads in your life that you've met?
Yeah.
I remember meeting Juz's dad and it was so awkward.
What'd you do?
Well.
Yeah.
There was a bit of that. No. I just remember, like, I think I'd come over when he didn't know that I was there.
Oh.
And she didn't set us up. Yeah. No, Dan. She didn't tell him that I was coming over. So, like, we were walking down the hallway from her room.
Oh.
No.
Naughty boy.
Yeah. And we sort of just ran into him. We're in the hallway, all three of us. And then, like, you know, this is Dylan. And he's just looked at me and just walked off. And I was like, oh,
awesome.
My God.
I think he likes
me. And then I was like, nah. Oi, come back. And Jazz is like, no, don't. I was like, all right, fine.
It just holding you back?
Yeah.
Like, I remember meeting Graham and his dad, and I was obviously really intimidated. And you want to make the good impression, so I was really reserved. But then, like, I think at a point during the first, like, first meeting, you have to be authority. You have to show some authority.
Yeah.
Just tackled him to the ground.
Yeah.
And just pinned him down.
Yeah.
And they're like, get off him, get off him. Like, no, he has to know. He has to know how strong. And like dinner went cold. I was there for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Just
and pinned
down.
Finally calmed down.
And then finally he got up. He was like, I respect you now as a man.
Yeah.
I feel like you're lying.
That happened. That's a true story. Yeah. Ask anyone in the Cannon family.
I believe that.
That happened. Ask Graham.
I believe that.
He'll say, he'll come on here and say, yeah, he pinned me down for 40 minutes. It was really strong.
All right. Next up, we have Snez Shuren.
This story about one of my teammates' dads in under 12s football for the Only Jets football club. He used to come and watch training and he'd do it in games as well. He'd come over and he'd stop the drill and he'd just yell, that's cream puff football. That is, it's just cream puff. And it doesn't even make sense.
What does that mean?
What cream puff is, but it was even more confusing at the age of 11. Very strange.
What is cream puff football?
I don't know, but I like it. At 11, you're like, I don't know what
you're doing. We appreciate you, my friend, and that is cream puff football.
That's cream puff football. Cream puff football.
We love that really well, didn't
he? He did.
That was
a
crazy good storyteller. Love that one. All right, fantastic. You've obviously told the one about your dad taking down the cricket nets with the cricket helmet.
That's right, yeah, when he came back with the cricket helmet. Yeah.
Let's move into people who, my friend. People who.
People who. People who. We hate the things that these people do.
Sam Bolan. People stand way too close to the baggage carousel to the point where no one else can see their bags. That shites me.
Happened a lot when I went to Europe, when I started that trend.
I've been
going
to Europe.
I started the trend this year.
I've been twice.
It's like, get out the way. It's not coming out quicker. Just move out the way.
So selfish. I agree. So, so selfish. I often stand on the other side.
I stand on it. Just do rounds and wait.
Yeah.
Mitchell Kermath. People who respond to how's it going with another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. I
another
like
day
that.
Paradise.
That means you don't want to speak to
that
the
means
person.
Literally get me
it
out of here.
It means like ending the conversation right now.
Like, do not talk to me.
Ollie, what's, geez, there's some hard names we've got today. Ollie
like Berlinski.
Berlinski. People who, I'm an owl. People who unnecessarily ride bikes without holding the handlebars on crowded roads. You're impressing zero people here.
No, I'm pretty impressed.
Oh, that's quite funny.
I'm pretty impressed by that. I like it. People who burn matchsticks back in the matchbox.
Oh, that is annoying. That is annoying.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did you ever make those sparkler bombs as a kid?
Oh, all the time.
That was so good.
Used to get the CO2 canisters and put it in letterboxes and then. Anyway, it's illegal. Nothing about it. Did a lot of that.
Alrighty, guys, here we go.
Fuck.
Sting priority pick. I got a ripping for you this one this week, guys. Sting it.
You're now listening to Priority Pick.
All right, guys. Last week we put up a question box who have enjoyed Priority Pick and what they've got from it. Just to reaffirm to the community that this is a very, very good show. Hey, I'm Josh Lowell, one of our fan favourites here, said, watch Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Changed my life for about 3 weeks.
Just an
was
old
elite.
One.
No, but this is just a history.
You're living in the past, man.
Sam Bailey said, absolutely love the book deal. Can't put it down. I can't remember which one that was that I
Probably The Mountain Is You.
Oh, The Mountain Is You, of course.
Yeah, Mountain Is Me, my bad.
Brock Regan said, nope, it sucks.
Yep, thank you. Sure does.
Jackie Legs. Legs.
Legs. Legs.
Legs.
Legs.
Leggy.
Leggy. Tell the joke.
Leggy 11 said, Up and Vanish podcast was brilliant. Such a great podcast. I couldn't stop listening. Thank you so much, Jackie. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Let me Up and Vanish.
Corey Leonard said, I downloaded Netflix and started using Amazon. That's very good.
Awesome.
Listen to the app, the Up and Vanished a while back now. Great podcast. Recommend it. There's a lot here, Dan. I can't make them through them all. But someone else said, I use Amazon. Chimp Empire was very good.
Mm-hmm.
This Is Us, Disney Plus. Yes, Dan, you're a mature fuckwit. Walter Mitty is my favorite. Thank you. There's plenty here. So we really do appreciate it. And there's also some really rude ones in here as well, but I will not repeat them. So moving on to this week, I will get into it. Last week we had Flag Facilities, Triple J mix up. That was really good. Really well received, Sam. Yes.
Yeah, everyone loved that.
Thank you. That was the Triple J mix up of the generation of Flag Facilities. This week, my friends, two things. I saw half of Oppenheimer, which was quite good, the first half.
Yeah.
Apparently the second half's better. No, this week I have actually been watching something, The Bear on Disney. Have you seen it?
I've missed that one somehow. It's
really?
Through the keeper, yeah.
No, it's really good. It's a series about a young up-and-coming chef who was working. I've actually only seen the first three episodes, so I don't want to spoil it too much, but you do learn this in the first three episodes. He was working in like a Michelin-star restaurant. Somehow now he's working back in the family restaurant. His brother just died. He's taken over the restaurant, and the restaurant is failing, but it's very exciting thus far. He's very handsome too. Apparently it's going viral on TikTok. I don't know how the fuck you do that, but it's going viral on TikTok because he wears these awesome white t-shirts that everyone wants to find out where they're from.
Uniqlo.
No. It's a Japanese brand that he wears.
It reminds me of Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he does.
Fire in the Booth.
It's got 8.5 out of 10, 92% people like it, 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it is a good series on Disney.
Cool. I will get around to that one.
There's a lot of TikTok stuff about this too, isn't there, where he does that, like, that saying, you know, he gives that motivational speech and he
support.
Goes, and that's when I realized.
Looking for support.
I just wanted to fucking do something. Remember that?
Oh, fuck.
Perfect.
Love it. So that's one this week, guys.
Sick, man.
Also, I have that book coming out in September. Oh. So it's called Honest Chat.
Oh, it's delayed to September?
Yeah, no, you can pre-order it now, though.
What's your favourite thing from the book so far?
No, the book's actually very good, Dan.
Give us a preview.
Your chapter.
Yeah,
your segment.
Do I get royalties?
No, it's a free book. No one makes money out of it.
Didn't agree for that.
No one's. You did. You signed it.
Rip my chapter out.
No, you signed it. You already signed it.
Did I get a mention?
No.
You do. You do. Yeah. Things I regret.
Yeah. So I'm not getting any stacks from that.
It's meeting Sam and sending YouTube videos to my mum.
Yeah.
That chapter is very short.
Love that.
Nah, you will get a mention. It's very good. Even nice. The community does. But yeah, appreciate it. Is there anything else for this show?
No.
Yeah, we're all done.
So well, you got penciled in this weekend.
Oh, mate, I've got nothing to do. I have a very, very boring life. But I love my family and I just hang out with my son, which I love. Do you want to play golf?
No. That is corrupt, Golf Australia.
Do you want to go play golf together?
Let's go golfing.
Why don't we all go play golf together down at your course?
You won't play a game with me either.
Who, me?
You never play games
with
anyone.
I'm not around to play golf with
you guys.
We'll
go play down your end of the neck of the woods.
Where?
Oh, I'm actually going to Noosa.
I am?
Yeah, I'm going away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take my mic.
How'd you forget about that?
Oh, I just got so much going on.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. See you, mate. See you next week.
See ya.
Illy.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.